With the good news for today from Baptist Press, I'm Brandon Porter. Tim and Annie Tidenberg may never complete God's calling on their lives. When they retired from their church planting role in East Africa, they moved to the U.S. to lead a church. Then they felt led to move back overseas. Now they spend their time in West Africa resourcing, equipping, and supporting missionaries as member care consultants with the International Mission Board. In this new role, they provide pastoral care and counseling to contribute to the spiritual, emotional, and mental well-being of missionaries. At a conference for member care consultants, the Tidenbergs were told their job is like a first responder for missionaries. Grace Harbor Church in New Bedford, Massachusetts, has developed a strong connection with children in their neighborhood. A dozen or so kids, kindergarten through fifth grade, meet after school for the church's Kids Club every Tuesday for a time of Bible study, crafts, and games. Grace Harbor's relationship with the school formed over time as the church hosted events such as Saturday field days during the summers. After the field days, filled with games and fellowship, would end, kids in the community were left wanting more. While members of the church planting team say the work is challenging, they're grateful for the relationships that are being built and the ways they see God working through their ministry.
Good news for today is made possible through our friends at the Voice of the Martyrs, a nonprofit organization that serves persecuted Christians around the world. Founded in 1967 by Richard and Sabina Wurmbrand, VOM is dedicated to inspiring believers to deepen their commitment to Christ and to fulfill His great commission, no matter the cost. Find out more and sign up for their free monthly magazine at vom.org/goodnews.
Nick Hartman is an associate pastor at Mount Carmel Baptist Church in Cross Plains, Tennessee. That's about 30 minutes out of Nashville. He recently shared three thoughts with Baptist Press for those processing the recent school shooting there. He says, first, don't downplay the reality of what we face. Don't become so used to it that it doesn't bother you. Understand that what we're experiencing is an injustice against God's image bearers, and justice will soon come. He encourages people to pray for the hurting and watch for those needing help. He says, we're not Christ, but we have the Spirit of the Lord in us, and we can be diligent in watching for those in our flock and seeing when they may be hurting. Finally, he says, give your heart's heaviness to Jesus. Remember that Jesus calls those who are weary and heavy laden to come to Him. You can read the full piece from Pastor Hartman at our website, baptistpress.com. While you're there, make sure to sign up for our morning or afternoon email to be delivered to your inbox every day.